As Tim said, the first reading this morning is 67. I don't know if he wanted to comment about my accent or not, but obviously decided not to mention it. Anyway, just begin. May God be gracious to us and bless us, and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on the earth, and your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May all the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. That is the word of the Lord.
The second reading is from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 to 10. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our sinful nature and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature objects of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms, in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Jesus Christ. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith. And this, not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. God bless the reading to our hearts. Amen.
It is lovely to be with you in this place and to feel the fullness of the room of the love of the Lord. Good morning to you in the overflow rooms as well, and good morning to you out there watching via Facebook. I've always wanted to say that. Overflow rooms and Facebook. It makes me... I'm almost a real preacher now, aren't I? Let's pray. Father, teach us your word. Teach us what we need to know that we may be your faithful people. May it be a joy to hear and receive what you would say and a fulfillment of life as we put it into practice. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen. So the Christian saints of Western Europe would go out together and gather at dawn and face east towards the rising sun. And as the light traversed the land in front of them and fell upon their faces, they would begin their morning prayers with this Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and make his face to shine upon us. Reminding themselves and us that without the gracious face of God turned toward us, without the blessing of the presence of the Holy Spirit, working the things of God in us and out of us, as we heard from our readings of John 15 over the last couple of weeks, without the Spirit of God in us, we can do no good thing. We need God's blessings to live in the life of Christ. But there's more. Because the sun rolled on past those ancient worshippers gathered there at morning prayer, over the landscape to the west, filling the earth with the refulgence of its light. And the prayer continues there in verse 2, so that your ways may be known on the earth, your salvation among the nations. This is a missionary psalm. The purpose of God's blessing on his people, lovely though it is not for them alone. So that the world may know his ways, and especially the salvation of God. Let me tell you something of this psalm and the way that it's written. Its shape is very important, and it comes in the form of something called a chiasmus. Now, don't go to sleep. I'm telling you something that is very important, okay? It's called a what? Chiasmus, very good. And it's a form of writing in which the first part is repeated in some manner in the second part. The idea of the first part is repeated in the second part. And it's done that way as a literary device because our brains find it easier to understand the importance of what we're hearing. So, look how it begins. It begins, God bless us, so the nations. Bless us so that the nations, and then there's this refrain, may the peoples praise you, O Lord. May all the peoples praise you. That's verses 1 and 2 and 3. And look how it ends. It ends, may the peoples praise you, bless us, so the ends of the earth. Do you see how that's paralleled but reversed? And that focuses our attention on what's most important. And what's most important here, of course, is the middle bit. The middle bit, the pivot, the center of it all. Verse 4. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. This is the heart of the psalm. It's a prayer for the nations. And the mistake we would make is to stop at verse 1. May God bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Because only verse 1 and verse 6 talks about us. The rest of it is about the nations and the people on the earth. That there may be universal joy in the rule of God. It's the world that is the focus and desire of the prayer. If God's people are to be blessed, it's so that they can be a blessing to the world. So this week we see in Gaza and Jerusalem the never-ending violence that is now getting worse, made worse, because now it has become not just a national conflict between Israel and Palestine. It's now a sectarian conflict between Israeli Palestinians or Israeli Arabs and Israeli Jews. And together with the Jordanian Palestinians who've been exiled from previous conflicts, not allowed to come back because they've been cleared out of the land, massing on the borders, and if they could, coming to fight. On Monday, in Myanmar, refugees are fleeing the city of... I've got the wrong name. It's not Monday. Monday is not the name of the city. Anyway, there's a little city, and my autocorrect has made it into Monday. There's a city in Burma where they are fleeing because the government forces who've taken control of the country are moving in on the rebel protesters, and people are dying. Up to 100 people a day have been killed in that since that military coup. 60 people were killed last week, mostly girls, in a bombing in Kabul, and 12 were killed in a bomb in the mosque there on Friday. And we may ask, well, what's that got to do with us? What could we do about it? Well, the psalmist would say that we have the blessing of prayer to pray for the nations. We hold the world before God, desiring the nations to know him, yearning for him to be known by the peoples of the earth, that they may live by the kingdom values. And we've got a great opportunity to do that this week. Thy kingdom come season has begun. The season between Ascension Day and Pentecost. Tomorrow we pray by Zoom the very words of the Lord's Prayer, and to pray for 5 people that we know who've yet to come to know the Lord. That's 7:30 on Zoom. It's in the notice sheet. On Wednesday at 7:30 in this place, we're going to be praying for the suffering church, the persecuted church across the world. And next Saturday, we can pray for our neighborhood as we meet around 10 o'clock at St. Mary's Church porch and go for a walk, prayer walk around the neighborhood. These are our opportunities this week for us to pray those repeated words of verse 3 and verse 5. May the peoples praise you. Oh God, may the peoples praise you. And the psalm gives us absolute foundation for the hope that those prayers express. It's based on 2 blessings that are given way back in the history of God's people. First, verse 1, you recognize those words. Bless us and make your face to shine upon us. We know where they come from. They come from that Levitical blessing that God gave for Aaron under Moses' authority, to speak blessing over the people. So they remind us then, let me remind you of the words, may God be gracious to you and turn his face towards you, make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. And we use that now, don't we? So when the people say that psalm, they think back to the time of Moses and God's blessing at that time, when God formed from the Hebrew people a nation for his own possession. He saw their anguish in slavery. He heard their cry. He provided them in the wilderness quail and manna to eat and water from the rock. When you remember the power of God and his blessing in that way, well, then it's not too much to pray for the whole world to be blessed. And then there's the other blessing that reminds us even further back in the history of God's people. It's kind of implicit in the way that verses 1 and 2 and 6 and 7 go together. Bless us so that the world may be blessed. Well, God said to Abraham, the father of faith, remember, I will make you a great nation, I will bless you, make your name great, and you will be a blessing. All the peoples of the earth will be blessed through you. I'm blessing you, Abraham, in order that every descendant of faith that comes after you will be a blessing to the nations, spreading out through the whole world. So the further you go back in the history of God's people, the more you see the purposes of God becoming clear, that the world should be a fruitful place. That's the very thing, of course, we thought about from John 15 over the last couple of weeks. The very thing, too, that God said to Noah as he came out of the ark, go out into the world, be fruitful, and increase in number. Well, if they've gone out and been fruitful, this psalm looks for the harvest time. Verse 6, the land yields its harvest and God blesses us. This is a missionary psalm for the world, and the harvest is the gathering in of all peoples from every nation who come to know him. Being blessed by God is not the point of our faith. It's not the end point of our faith. Being blessed by God is the beginning of the point of our faith. We're not blessed for our own sake. We are blessed to be a blessing, to pass it on. We're blessed for the sake of others, so that they may know it for themselves. And that means that our Christian faith holds the blessings of God and his promises in the past and our confident hope for the future together as one in the presence. We do what we do in sharing our faith to bless the world because we know that in the past God has been absolutely faithful in his blessings in the past. May God bless us so that we may bless others. The world will not always be in conflict and turmoil that it is now. Our prayers make a difference. Our blessing of the community is an enrichment in the lives of people in our neighborhood. The blessings of Abraham and Moses are still relevant for us. And we keep faith because God is faithful. It's not a personal faith. It's a together faith. May God bless us. Christian life means we are not part of and cannot be part of just ourselves. It means that we have to be part of the church of God's community, living out his values in the world. To be a blessed people is to reveal his fullness of life in community together. That true salvation of God may be known on the earth. Because the salvation of God is not that we wait until we die and then we go to heaven. That's part of it, but probably a very small part of it. The true salvation of God is the life lived now in the power of the Spirit. Is the best life to be lived now. The fullness of humanity under the sovereignty of God. That's why there's joy in the rule of God over the nations. That when the nations come to know him as Lord and Sovereign and King of Kings and Lord of Lords, there's joy in the land. The life full of hope and expectation for the future. When you become a Christian, life becomes better. Or you become better in life. Either way, it's worth it. This is what lies at the heart of our world church partnerships. This is why we engage with Kami Kismaru and James Harding in Kuala Lumpur and Melbourne Simon Golwa in Zambia. It's why we do these things. Because if we believe it's best for us, we believe it's best for the whole world, for everybody. So we engage in the mission to the world, God's mission to the world. We're blessed. Meadgate Church is a blessed place to be and to worship. But we are blessed so that the nations may see the blessing and seek it for themselves. Graham Kendrick's great song, Shine, Jesus, Shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Great song, but it doesn't quite get to the nub of it with Psalm 67. The psalm says God doesn't bless the nations directly. It's when the people of God are alight with the joy and praise and are committed to the living the ways of his salvation that it's made known on the earth. Now, for Abraham, the people of God were a radiant family, a blessed and radiant family. His wife Sarai and his son Isaac. For Moses, the people of God were a blessed and radiant nation of Israel. For Christians, the blessed and radiant church through whom God will bless the whole world are the people of God. The purpose of being blessed in the gospel is not just so that we can live in it like a bath, but so that we can bless the world with it, splashing it out, because we're blessed to be a blessing. And all of this lies at the heart of our World Mission Partnership with Cami and the others. And it's why we not only pray for them today, but also give to them our money in support. It's why we make ourselves available for our neighbourhood. It's why we open the cafe here tomorrow. With eager hope and expectation. It's why we're expending ourselves on the children from round about on a Thursday evening, where we give them a place of safety and fun. It's why we visit the sick and elderly. Thank you to all of you who do that. Wonderful work. It's why we have given over £2,000 to a community assist fund since the pandemic started, and we have spent £1,195 of that fund on members of our community, providing their basic needs when they have been impoverished this year. That's a tremendous testimony to the love of God. But all of it is so that God's ways may be known upon the earth. So as the ancient Christians saw the very course of the sun across the sky speak of God's love and his mission to the world, and they saw his harvest speaking of his purposes for the world to gather all people to himself, so may our witness reveal the blessed life that we may be a blessing to others. Amen. Now, I'm not going to leave this moment without saying then that this is a moment, I think, in the life of the church where God is about to do an anointing for service. We hear the word preached that we're a blessed people, and we love that part. May God bless us and make his face to shine upon us. Well, now, sisters and brothers, is the time we step out afresh in service. Many of us here do more than just receive the blessing. But there's more. There's always more. So now is the time when God is anointing new ministry, new service, new gifting. And it may be that you go on the T-rotor when we fire it up, when the lockdown finally ends. It may be that you finish on the, you're on, you know, you work on the buildings, or you work with the children. Or it may be that you enter into training for service as a licensed or authorized person. Or it may even be that you step forward to be ordained, locally or otherwise. It may be that you are called into fresh service and fresh dedication in your secular place of work as a Christian in that place. It may be that you are going to put your life right at home, in your holiness, in your care of your children and your spouse. But there is a day for anointing on these new things. And it's today. The day when we hear, may God bless us so that we may be a blessing to the Lord. Now, if you're feeling just the slightest bit uncomfortable, does he mean me? Well, it's not me who means you, it's God. He's putting his finger. Or if you're feeling that excitement that it could be me, then it's you. And I would encourage you to come forward to the people who will pray for you. I know we have to pray kind of at a distance, but they will pray. Don't leave here without responding to that inkling that it's you, that God is putting his finger on his people. And that's you in the overflow room. And that's you out there on Facebook. Don't let God miss out on your gift. He wants to bless it and anoint you for service. And all God's people said, amen.